Big question in cyberspace. When mother and father are of different religions, how do then we deal with the children? Do we explain both religions to them? Or should the mother and father decide which religion in which to raise them? If a boy and girl marriage happens and they are of different religions, obviously neither one are very religious to begin with. Love and marriage is having spirituality in common, intellectual interests in common, emotional interests in common, and being physically compatible. Without these four component parts, happiness comes from going out to dinner, entertainment, dancing, social life, and is very bland. It's been my observation that those who marry outside their religion care little about the children, what religion they're interested in or should be interested in, or the dharma that they should follow, because they're not following any themselves. If all religions were one and the same, we wouldn't have wars today. Nor would we have forced conversion, coercive conversion, if all religions were one and the same. So if they want to mess up the child's life at a young age and telling him about both religions, that's the way to do it. If one spouse is more religious than the other, therefore that is the religion they should agree on to teach the children. To have a happy life, the children cannot have one foot in one path and another foot in another path and expect to climb the mountain of Dharma in an acceptable way. And now we're going to take the Kumbha out to the foundation of the beautiful Iravan temple. So let's send the Swamis on their way and all the sadhaka. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya.